Welcome to another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols, Representative Causer. Welcome to another report to your constituents. We are in the third month now of the COVID-19 crisis, and we're really trying to get things opened back up in Harrisburg. There's been a lot of drama that's been going on. What is the latest, Marty?
Well, the House of Representatives was back in session this week. We're working hard to get our economy reopened so that people can go back to work and provide for their families. There are people all across Pennsylvania who are struggling, people who have been out of work for weeks, people who still have not received unemployment compensation after 9 or 10 weeks. These are things that are just unconscionable. We are working to correct this. We are working to get the governor to listen to the people of Pennsylvania, give business people and people working at small businesses the opportunity to reopen their business and do so safely with protections in place. And we've passed a number of pieces of legislation to do just that. This week, the governor responded by vetoing three bills that we sent him, including House Bill 2388, which would have allowed several businesses to reopen in the state. In response to the governor's veto, the House immediately took up a motion to override the governor's veto. The vote was 115-87, so the vote fell 21 votes shy of the 136 votes required under the Constitution to override the governor's veto. The effort is not going to stop there. We're going to keep pushing forward so that we can reopen the economy. A lot of this is about power, and the governor seems to be more focused on protecting his power rather than doing the right thing and getting people back to work. And there's one good example of that. You know, we passed House Bill 2412, which would have required the reopening of real estate services in the Commonwealth. The governor vetoed the legislation, and on the same day that he vetoed it, he allowed real estate services by executive order to reopen. So it's about politics, and it's about power, and it should be about doing the right thing. In addition, he vetoed Senate Bill 327, which would have given county officials the ability to develop their own emergency mitigation plans. You know, the northern tier of Pennsylvania is not the same as southeastern Pennsylvania. Let's give local officials input into this process. But there again, the governor vetoed that bill. So we are going to continue pushing forward to reopen the state and get people back to work.
Some good news, though, is coming out of state government, and that is there's some money available for those who need a little bit of help with their property taxes and their rent. Money is being made available a little earlier than normal. Talk to us about the property tax rent rebate program.
Legislation was signed into law this week that we passed to allow qualified recipients of the property tax rent rebate program to start receiving their funds sooner than they've received in other years. This is a very popular program. It's a program that's helped many senior citizens across the Commonwealth, and usually the disbursement of rebates doesn't come until July, and under this legislation, seniors can start to get that early, and in fact, some seniors have already received their rebates. So there's still time to fill out a rebate form. There's still time to get this rebate. My district offices are able to assist with anyone who would like an application or who needs assistance completing the application.
And Representative Causer, it is that time of year that we must pause and pay our respect, pay homage to those who have come before us to protect our rights. What do you have to say about Memorial Day?
Well, Memorial Day is upon us, and Memorial Day is a day to solemnly honor all of the men and women who have died in U.S. military service, protecting and serving our country. Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day, and the holiday began as a way to honor soldiers who died in the Civil War. But now we honor all U.S. veterans and military service personnel who have sacrificed their lives defending our country. And I want to thank all of our servicemen and women for all they have done for our great country.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.